Proclamation number 6379 of 17th of October, 1955. Desire of truth guarantees truth. You accept my word fully consciously as soon as you open yourselves to me by wanting to hear it. If you listen to what Roman 1, your God and Father of Eternity, want to say to you. If you believe that I want to speak to you myself and now wait for my word. And then you can also be certain that I speak to you, that the fullest truth flows to you. That your thoughts as well as your soul's ear are now guided and sharpened and accept nothing but purest truth. That you thus have a clear feeling for what you may accept or reject. Your will to hear me myself also guarantees you truthful spiritual knowledge which is conveyed to you mentally or through the inner word. But you must always be told that you have to be truth-desiring. Through this desire for truth you yourselves also determine the giver of truth, whereas otherwise you very easily hand yourselves over to the one who would like to confuse your thoughts, if you yourselves have already formed a certain opinion and only expect confirmation of it. And if this opinion corresponds to the truth, it is good, and it will also receive its confirmation, with an earnest will for truth. But if your thinking is wrong and you want to hold on to it, then your desire already gives my adversary the right to influence you. And then you should not believe that you have been addressed by me. You must be very critical of yourselves. You must seriously ask yourselves whether you are really concerned about the pure truth. And therefore every doubt arising in you is good, but never a certain self-assurance to stand in the truth. For answers can be given to the questioner, but it is difficult to instruct a person who no longer believes he needs to be instructed. You may all hear me. I will answer your questions. I will convey the pure truth to all of you if only you desire it with all your heart. But I cannot force your thoughts, for you are free to choose the path they take. But is there a better assurance for you than that you can entrust yourselves to me, that in every question of doubt you need only approach me for clarification in order to experience a truthful solution? I am the eternal truth myself. You will reach the original source of truth when you come to me. But first free yourselves from all mental ballast, come with an empty heart and let it be filled with my love. Come free from all thought material, from your own opinions, and only ask to hear me myself. And you will hear me and be taught the truth by me. My adversary makes great use of his power, he has helpers and accomplices who all eagerly endeavor to instill misguided ideas into people. And they far prefer to accept them rather than pure truth because they themselves are still of dark spirit as a result of their lost realization. But the human being himself is a very certain means to come into possession of the truth after all if he comes to me and asks me for it. And if he sincerely desires the truth he will also leave all previous spiritual knowledge behind. And then he can be abundantly provided for and all darkness will depart from him. For the light of truth shines radiantly into the darkness. And the human being should carefully accept everything offered to him by his fellow human beings, for he should always ask himself where the knowledge came from. He should not accept knowledge without checking the outcome. Because every person can and will err to whom I myself have not imparted the truth. For everyone who desires the truth is to come to me myself, and only when he can refer to me myself as the source of his knowledge is he to be believed. And yet I will also be approached by him myself for the truth, and I will truly sharpen his spirit so that he will clearly recognize that he is able to distinguish truth from error. Come to me if you desire the truth, and I myself will give it to you, for I truly speak to everyone who desires to hear me. Amen.